news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 7.06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday, April 24th. We've got Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the CarDoctor.com traffic center. We've had a great ride from Daphne, Spanish Ford, a little bit of radar across the bayway and heading downtown from Government, Spring Hill, and Broad. You'll see heavier pockets of traffic. It's also no new wrecks in roadways. I-10 range line out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. We're clear. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we've got you covered. They always have free estimates, too. Storm damage, they can help. Call 580-ROOF. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The yeas are 388, the nays are 5, with one present.
Now, they got it passed through the House yesterday. Oh, interesting who voted no and why. We'll get into that yesterday on the vote for the supplement to the CARES Act to try to help out the PPP and a bunch of other segments of our society. More on that story coming up in just a couple minutes. It is Mobile Mornings, 7:08, heading for a high in the 80s today and sunny skies for the next couple of days. Dr. Bill will work us through the forecast and give us a weekend weather scale coming up at around 7:35, plus Alec Naiman will tell us what's cooking coming up at the end of this hour, and of course taking your text at 343-0106 and taking your calls starting at 8 o'clock at 343-0106. All right, like we do each hour of Mobile Mornings, starting off with coronavirus by the numbers, with the number of cases from yesterday nationally, and then breaking it down here to the state of Alabama and down here to Southwest Alabama.
Yeah, and as testing increases in the United States and hopefully the curve starts to flatten even more, we're now up to 886,700 cases in America, over 50,000 deaths now. We crossed that threshold yesterday, 50,243 deaths in the nation. And over 85,000, nearly 86,000 have recovered from the virus after contracting it. New cases in the United States yesterday, there were 31,900 added to the number. And also with new deaths, we were at 2,342, which was very similar to the number from Wednesday, and both of those days lower than the number we had from Tuesday. Now, as far as local numbers here in Alabama, the Alabama Department of Health, Public Health, kind of changed their counting of the deaths related to COVID-19 yesterday, and they explained it on their Twitter feed. They were listing two different numbers for deaths. They were listing number of reported deaths and number of COVID-19 confirmed deaths. Now there's only one number, one death number that will be listed, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. They said the criteria for COVID-19 death counts now include people who died with a positive COVID-19 lab test, as well as individuals whose death certificates list as the cause of death COVID-19 or an equivalent. So the way I understand that is, Sean, the point that you've made, if you were to test positive for COVID-19 and something else happened, you get hit by a bus or a train or something like that, the way I understand it is this would count towards the total. Now, that's an extreme scenario, but I think that's the way they're counting these now.
Well, okay, and that's – there's part of this you can say, okay, people are positive for COVID-19, they're suffering through it, and there's some other comorbidity that kills them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there is, I understand the gray in that. I mean, because pneumonia is the cause a lot of times of the death, even
right.
though pneumonia is brought on by.
Right, yeah.
But if you just say, if you test that first thing you said, if you test positive, if you have a positive test for COVID-19 and then you die, I mean, we're all going to eventually die, so they're going to make it all COVID-19. But if you die, I guess, while hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
it could be for something else, but they're going to count it as a COVID-19. I want the real numbers because we make the best decisions.
Right.
With the real numbers. The numbers should just be the numbers. We should set. They shouldn't. They should be pretty subjective. I mean, pretty objective and not subjective. But it looks like it. And now, because we've been looking at the two numbers on the dashboard, and we've always talked about the lower number, mm-hmm. which is the deaths absolutely attributable that you can attribute to COVID-19. But now they're all lumped together.
Right. And that's why we've seen the number rise for our state in Alabama. There are now 5,832 confirmed cases in the state. 197, according to the ADPH, have died from COVID-19. There's more testing going on, which is great news. There are over 52,000 total tests that have been performed in our state, and there have been 768 hospitalizations since March 13th. That does not mean that 768 people are currently in the hospital due to coronavirus, but since March 13th, that's how many have been hospitalized. Locally, there are now 810 cases in Mobile County with 38 deaths, and ADPH has also started listing the number of tests in each county. Mobile County has so far tested 4,402 people. Baldwin County has 143 confirmed cases with 3 deaths and have had 1,872 tests. 18 cases in Washington County with 1 death, 25 in Clark County with 1 death, 9 in Monroe with 1 death, 21 in Escambia with 1 death, 22 cases now in Choctaw County, 9 in Kanaka, and 52 in Wilcox County. And what I've been doing lately is comparing Mobile County to Jefferson County, the two counties with the highest number of cases and deaths in the state. And for a while, Jefferson County had the most cases and most deaths. Mobile took them over for those awful numbers earlier this week. I mentioned earlier 810 cases in Mobile County. Jefferson County now has 778, 38 deaths in Mobile County. Jefferson County has 31 now. But there's a huge discrepancy in the number of tests that have been performed in these counties. Mobile has 4,402 that they've tested. Jefferson more than doubles that. They've tested 9,677 people for coronavirus. Number of new cases in the state yesterday, 222, and there were 19 new deaths added to the COVID-19 count in Alabama.
All right, there it is by the numbers as we get started this hour on FM Talk 106.5. Also, what about yesterday's presser and the discussion of the value, or the, at least the perceived value of sunshine and humidity, heat and humidity in fighting coronavirus? We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way in sports.
Finally, some actual live sporting events happened last night.
Ancillary. It wasn't actually a sport.
Okay, yeah. They didn't actually line up and play ball, but there was the NFL draft last night and some great news for Tua Tagovailoa and a lot of other Alabama and Auburn players. I'll let you know where they went in the draft coming up in sports.
All right, and now 4.4 million more Americans have filed for unemployment claims, and we're looking at numbers now that are rivaling, you know, Great Depression. Now, I don't think that's per capita. I think that's in overall, but 22 million Americans currently on unemployment since the start of the outbreak. Big question is, what's being done in Congress? What's being done to help out at the local level, state level, municipal level, and at the small business level? Well, House passed an interim coronavirus stimulus bill, putting money back in the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, yesterday. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
The yeas are 388, the nays are 5, with one present. The bill is passed.
And with that, Congress agrees to a nearly $500 billion measure that restocks the Paycheck Protection Program and includes a set-aside for the smallest businesses, many of which were left out of the first round of small business assistance. The chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, Hakeem Jeffries, made this impassioned plea on behalf of the bill.
The COVID-19 pandemic is ravaging America. Small businesses are shuttered. Thousands have died. Millions of Americans are unemployed. Rome is burning. We can either put out the fire or watch our great nation go down in flames.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy supported the bill, but he said Democrats waited too long to bring it to the floor.
To those 4.4 million Americans that were laid off this week, Congress owes you an apology.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says yes, there was a delay, but here's why.
So that the proposal that we made 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, which has now effectively been accepted by the Republicans, would be accepted. That's what we waited for. And what did we get? $120 additional billion dollars for small business.
While many small businesses were effectively shut out of the first round of the Paycheck Protection Program, some money also went to businesses that weren't small at all. While the bill expands funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, it also adds money for hospitals and for coronavirus testing. Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan brought home why that is so important.
This is Skylar Herbert. You need to see her face because there needs to be a human face to this pandemic. She's 5 years old, died from coronavirus.
Tlaib said while helping small businesses is crucial, so is even more help for hospitals and for coronavirus testing.
Her death should be a wake-up call that we must act in urgency.
And that was just one emotional story. Here's another from California Representative Maxine Waters.
And I'm going to take a moment to dedicate this legislation to my dear sister, who is dying in a hospital in St. Louis, Missouri right now, infected by the coronavirus.
Kevin McCarthy says Congress's work is not done.
We did not ask for this virus. We did not invite it. It came from a distant land. But together, we will defeat it, not only for our country, but for the world.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Now, I point out, too, that one of those no votes yesterday in the House was...
It is a joke when Republicans say that they have urgency around this bill. The only folks that they have urgency around are folks like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and Shake Shack. Those are the people getting assistance in this bill. You are not trying to fix this bill for mom and pops.
That's actually not true. If AOC wants to come down, there are a lot of mom and pops that did get money in the first round. There's a lot of us mom and pops out there trying to get money in the second. Now, she mentioned that Harvard got all the money they did, and Ohio State got all the money they did, and the Kennedy Center got. No. All right. Just checking that. 717. We'll be right back.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The National Guard will be at Crown Healthcare on Navco Road today as the facility fights against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. So far, at least 12 people have died at that facility after contracting the virus at the nursing home. Today, a special unit will be cleaning the facility to help prevent more possible cases. The National Guard is also sanitizing state veterans' homes, including one hit hard by coronavirus in Alexander City. Recently, the William F. Green Veterans Home in Baymanette had a third staff member test positive, but so far no residents have. Mobile's mayor plans to let the city's curfew expire next week. The curfew is set to end just before midnight on May 1st. Mayor Sandy Stimson says the curfew will expire unless something changes between now and then. Mobile police have issued more than 50 tickets to people violating the order since it took effect April 7th. Schools across Mobile County will be offering meals to kids in need today. Yesterday's severe weather forced them to temporarily halt their feeding programs. The Mobile County Public School System and Chickasaw Schools will begin handing out food at 9 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
719 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The first round of the first ever virtual NFL draft began last night without any surprises as the Cincinnati Bengals picked LSU Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow.
Okay, here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
Burrow, who was with his parents at his home in Athens, Ohio, spoke about how excited he is to be the first pick.
You know, it's a dream come true to finally be picked and to get to play so close to home. Me and my family couldn't be more excited about it.
Burrow and Auburn's Cam Newton are the only quarterbacks since 1967 to become the first selection in the draft after winning the Heisman and the national championship in the same season. After Burrow, the Washington Redskins selected edge rusher Chase Young with the second pick, followed by Detroit taking Ohio State cornerback Jeffrey Okuda with the third overall pick. Burrow, Young, and Okuda were all with the Buckeyes in 2017, showing that Urban Meyer is a great recruiter. With the fourth pick, the New York Giants took Georgia offensive tackle Andrew Thomas. And then, after that, and after all of the rumors that Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa would fall in the draft because of his injury history, the Miami Dolphins made their fans happy and selected Tua with the fifth pick.
With the fifth pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama.
The commissioner, Roger Goodell, may have butchered his name, but Tua was excited to become a Dolphin.
It's a dream come true, man, to be able to have this opportunity. As far as rehab, as far as the medical rechecks, I've checked off all the boxes. The biggest thing for me right now is just being able to take it in, soak it in, enjoy it with my family, and get to work.
The Chargers followed the Dolphins in selecting their quarterback of the future by taking Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert. Then, with the seventh pick, Carolina picked Auburn defensive lineman Derrick Brown, the first time that an Auburn player has gone in the first round since 2014.
With the seventh pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Derrick Brown, defensive tackle, Auburn.
New Panthers coach Matt Rhule praised Brown's versatility.
I think he's only just beginning in his ability as a pass rusher. He's been a dominant force, dominant run force. He's a guy to us that allows us to go to three down, four down. He can be the nose. He can be a three technique. He's even gone out and done a five technique.
Alabama offensive tackle Jedrick Wills went to Cleveland with the 10th pick. The Las Vegas Raiders made Alabama's Henry Ruggs the first wide receiver drafted with the 12th pick. His teammate Jerry Jeudy went soon after at number 15 to the Denver Broncos. The New Orleans Saints added some protection for Drew Brees by drafting Michigan center Cesar Ruiz with the 24th pick. Green Bay traded up to draft their quarterback after the Aaron Rodgers era ends by taking Utah State quarterback Jordan Love. Auburn cornerback Noah Igbinoghene will join Tua in Miami after the Dolphins picked him with the 30th pick. There were 15 players from the SEC taken in last night's first round, which broke the previous record of 12 from a single conference. It was set by, of course, the SEC back in 2006 and 2017. LSU contributed five of those first-round picks. It's the sixth time in NFL draft history that a school has had at least five players selected in the first round. And you can expect more SEC players to be taken tonight when round two begins at 6 p.m. Hall of Fame MLB broadcaster Vin Scully is in the hospital after falling at his home on Tuesday. The LA Dodgers tweeted Thursday afternoon that the 92-year-old Scully is resting comfortably. The Dodgers tweet also includes a quote from Scully saying, "I won't be doing any more headfirst sliding. I never liked it." Scully retired from broadcasting after 2016, ending his 67-year run calling Dodgers games. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Gorwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right.
There we go.
Sold the school there.
A lot of new Dolphins fans around here.
The missus was saying she had to get ready for following Dolphins football. So. All right, 7:24. Be right back. Tax tips coming up next, brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates.
Daily Tax Tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg Tax Tip. Medical expenses can take a toll on taxpayers, so the IRS has typically allowed you to deduct certain medical costs when they're a big chunk of your income. Congress has recently given taxpayers a reprieve to deduct expenses that exceed 7.5% of their incomes for 2019 and 2020. Keep in mind, qualifying expenses can include payments for reading glasses and dentures, in addition to prescription medications and copays for doctor's visits. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning from the CarDoctor.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride again across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have cleared the few accidents we've had. Light traffic from Airport Shillinger. No delays traveling in from the Bayway and the Causeway, but a little bit of radar as you're traveling near Spanish Fork, 225 and 31. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. Across from the golf course, offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they can help. See them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
726 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us here in just a few. I will talk with him about the bumpy weather yesterday, the beautiful weather today, and what we have for the weekend ahead, and kind of get a gauge on where we are on this drought. We've been in a drought. I know it seems odd after yesterday, but we've been in a drought. How much headway did we make on that yesterday? We'll talk to Dr. Bill and get a weekend weather scale from him coming up in just a little bit. And then more coronavirus insanity news.
You ready? Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
These are, because sometimes we bring you the positive stories, you know, human beings doing right by each other, and then the strange stories out there. Well, could smoking prevent coronavirus?
What?
Okay, this story pops up. A hospital in Paris found only 5% of its coronavirus patients were smokers. So now researchers in France are starting to test if nicotine helps block the virus from entering cells. It's not real science here, y'all. There's just anecdotal. They said only, and you know, in France, if you, they're about 90% smokers over there as it is.
Them in Italy.
Yeah. And Italy, I again look at that, if their hospitals show that, but only 5% of the coronavirus patients in this French hospital were smokers. So I think it might be a spurious correlation. Look at that. And also, the biggest nudist organization in England. English nudes. The biggest nudist organization in England has said it's seen a 100% increase in new members since the pandemic began.
New or nude members?
New nudes.
Both, I guess.
New nudes, right. They think it's because people are trying out things like gardening naked and liking it. Okay. And liking it. Lots of people are into gardening now that haven't before, but how they make that transition into that it's the reason that people are naked is they're gardening naked. I don't know. But coming up on May 2nd, so is that a week from tomorrow? Yeah, it is. That's a World Naked Gardening Day.
All right.
And we always get a chance to talk about that with Sally Erickson from Bellengrath Gardens. I get her booked on that.
The nudists in England, very pasty, very pale.
Just when I think nude and I think England, I think pass. All right, 729. Be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The National Guard will be at Crown Healthcare on NAFCO Road today as the facility fights against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. So far, at least 12 people have died at that facility after contracting the virus at the nursing home. Today, a special unit will be cleaning the facility to help prevent more possible cases. The National Guard is also sanitizing state veterans' homes, including one hit hard by coronavirus in Alexander City. Recently, the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette had a third staff member test positive, but so far no residents have. Mobile's mayor plans to let the city's curfew expire next week. The curfew is set to end just before midnight on May 1st. Mayor Sandy Stimson says the curfew will expire unless something changes between now and then. Mobile police have issued more than 50 tickets to people violating the order since it took effect April 7th. Schools across Mobile County will be offering meals to kids in need today. Yesterday's severe weather forced them to temporarily halt their feeding programs. The Mobile County Public School System and Chickasaw Schools will begin handing out food at 9 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes invites you to shop for a Liberty Safe during the month of April and receive 90 days deferred payments when you sign up to purchase a Liberty Safe at 0% interest for 12 months. Own the Liberty Safe you really need and let Mike Ward's professional staff deliver it for you. All sales over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Just order online or call the store for hours, and remember, it's service after the sale. Mike Ward's, located at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile or next to Walmart in DI.
Special report coronavirus update. Georgia is allowing some non-essential businesses to reopen today, and more stores will reopen next week. The latest from correspondent Martin Savage in Marietta, Georgia.
There's only one store in this shopping center that says it will reopen, a hair salon. You know, the governor of Georgia, and Georgia was one of the last states to issue a shelter-in-place order. That was 3 weeks ago. Today, of course, Georgia becomes one of the first states to reopen, and no one really knows how that's going to go.
President Trump says he disagrees with Georgia Governor Kemp's decision to reopen businesses. The CDC has responded to concerns about more food plants closing because of sick workers. The health agency has presented recommendations for safe operations, including social distancing and ways to overcome language barriers. Sweden warns restaurants and bars that do not follow social distancing guidelines, they will be shut down by the government. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Grocers are struggling to secure meat, looking for new suppliers and selling different cuts as the pandemic cuts into domestic production and raises fears of shortages. COVID-19 outbreaks among employees have closed about a dozen meatpacking facilities this month, including three Tyson Foods plants this week. Other plants have slowed production as workers stayed home for various reasons. Grocery executives at Walmart and Costco worry supplies of some products could run short just as demand is surging. Chipmaker Intel reported a jump in first quarter earnings buoyed by sales in its data center business as the work from home economy spurs demand for computing power. The U.S.'s largest chipmaker reported sales of $19.8 billion, a 23% increase over the same period last year. Earnings per share rose 51% to $1.31. Crude oil up 52 cents at $17.02 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Navigating the stock market can be pretty scary when you retire. Some investors choose annuities, which seem to take the risk out of investing. But Fisher Investments says, watch out. Annuities don't always provide the safety they promise. You can't take a chance. If you have $500,000 or more, call 1-800-885-6633 for Fisher's free guide, Annuity Insights. It answers the annuity questions you should ask. 1-800-885-6633.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for everything you do, and we'll always be here to help you do it. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music? The moonroof? And us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Beautiful out there this morning. Big difference from yesterday.
Yeah, all that weather that affected us yesterday has now moved well to the east, over into Georgia, northern Florida, and there's still some shower activity over around Tallahassee. But the skies are clearing now. Looks good all the way across the coast and on way up through Alabama. Looks great for today with plenty of sunshine. We can expect a high of about 82 this afternoon with a light wind out of the north. Now, tonight, some clouds will move in. We'll see a low in the low 60s, and the reason for that is another storm system coming out of Texas. It's a smaller system, and it's only going to really affect the northern portion of Alabama with some showers late tonight and early tomorrow. Here along the coast, we'll look for some clouds tonight, and we'll see some clouds around in the early morning, and then it'll become mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high of about 84 to 85 degrees. And we'll see some slightly cooler temperatures come in for Saturday night and Sunday. In fact, we'll get into the upper 50s for Saturday night, and then Sunday, sunny and a high around 80. Normal high now is 79, so that's just about right. So it looks like a really good weekend, and the best day, of course, will be Sunday, in which we'll have sunny skies and close to normal temperatures. Now, beginning of next week, looks good. Sunny Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the low 80s, and the next chance for some rain be some scattered showers on Wednesday.
With the rain we got yesterday, are we breaking out of the drought? We still in a drought? Where are we?
Now, as far as Mobile is concerned, only a half an inch of rain, in fact, exactly 0.50 yesterday, brings us a little over 2 inches. That's only the halfway point to what is the normal rainfall in April, and we're still now about 8 inches of rain below for the year. We should be up around 12 and a half inches of rain at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, with all that being said here and the weekend ahead where people will remain socially distanced but also get outside, get in the yard, go for exercise, do all the things outside, weekend's a big deal, so it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, weekend looks terrific. I mentioned a short time ago that we will see some clouds around tonight and tomorrow morning. But otherwise, we're going to have mostly sunny tomorrow and then sunny on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
9120.
Woo! Yeah. Is that the highest weekend weather scale of the year so far?
It's been up there, and it looks really good. And, of course, April, we normally should have quite a bit of shower activity, but we haven't had it. So we haven't seen a good high scale, but 1.9120 for this weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your weekend weather scale and weather update. So get out and socially distance yourself, but enjoy the outside. It's a good thing, and it also may be of something to do with the fight against coronavirus. We'll get that story coming up in just a second. Also check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and traffic with Kane next.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far this morning. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, clear. I-10, Malvis to Loxley, no delays. And once again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore checking in accident-free up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. It's a good ride in. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, they're offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Great food specials starting at $5 from wings, fried pickles, and cheese sticks. At Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. In the presser last night, discussion of the benefits of UV heat, humidity, maybe in the fight against coronavirus. We'll get to that coming up in just a minute. Also coming up, we'll check in with Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking. Right now, I want to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and Larry's already teased me that he's got something that's going to knock my socks off here. Hey, Larry.
Absolutely, I sure do. How about an H2 Hummer?
Okay, this is the big boy, right?
This is the big boy, and the man that owned it spent $14,000 on options and improvements.
Well, I didn't know there were that many things you could put on. So this thing is beyond decked out.
It is beyond decked out.
All right. So you've that got that on the lot, along along with the other vehicles we can look at. Would this be something somebody could check out online?
We haven't put the pictures up yet. We want to get it all detailed up and all serviced up, so it'll probably be on there Monday.
Okay. Or people can sneak out and see it in person right now.
Absolutely. They can come see it in person.
All right. Give us directions to come check out that Hummer and, not to discount, all the other vehicles on the lot at LCM.
All right. Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcolors.com. Like us on Facebook. Call us at 375-0068.
All right. 14,000 in accessories?
In accessories.
Holy cow. I got to come see
that. When you see it, you'll understand.
I got to come see that. All right. Thank you, Larry.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 14. I have vehicles that didn't cost $14,000, but this thing's got the accessory. I got to see this.
You know it's a bad boy.
Hey, big time. All right. And, yeah, the presser yesterday, as they're discussing different ideas for will we have a waning of coronavirus cases in the summer, what things outside of regular medicine might be able to help with that. Bleach and strong rubbing alcohol are considered the best ways to kill coronavirus on inside surfaces, according to government research. Bob Constantini from Westwood One reporting that the White House task force in a news conference said outdoors and nature may be part of taking care of the problem.
The greatest amount of light shed from the Thursday night briefing came in the ultraviolet spectrum. Bill Bryan, Undersecretary for Science and Technology in the Department of Homeland Security, delivered preliminary test results.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus, both surfaces and in the air. We've seen a similar effect with both temperature and humidity as well, where increasing the temperature and humidity is generally less favorable to the virus.
The research would hint at some kind of lull during the summer in the northern hemisphere, but a resurgence could occur in the fall. The president may want the nation moving again economically, but health-wise is willing to extend the federal guidelines of three phases for achieving return to normal, perhaps new normal. The end of the month was the original goal, though that was before the guidelines issued a week ago.
We may go beyond that. We're going to have to see where it is. And I think people are going to know. You're going to know. I'm going to know. I think people are going to know just out of common sense. At some point, we won't have to do that.
President Trump did point to 23 states where numbers of new cases are declining steadily. The nation's leading virus expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is sounding the alarm about haste. That's as governors in some states look to move forward. The most prolific example, Georgia's Brian Kemp, allowing a number of types of businesses
gyms,
to reopen this weekend.
Centers, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, estheticians, and massage therapists to reopen.
I plead with the American public, with the governors, with the mayors, for the people with responsibility to leapfrog over things. Don't do that. Do it in a measured way.
Even President Trump believes Kemp is moving too quickly. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Wonder with the pushback against what Kemp's doing in Georgia, if Governor Ivey's decision that has upset some people out there of not opening up till the end of this month will actually be the right decision. I think time will tell. Plus, yesterday found out Alabama legislature is not going to come back in on the 28th of this month, but will resume their session on May 4th. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour, 7:44. Let's check news from Channel 5. During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The National Guard will be at Crown Healthcare on NAVCO Road today as the facility fights against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. So far, at least 12 people have died at that facility after contracting the virus at the nursing home. Today, a special unit will be cleaning the facility to help prevent more possible cases. The National Guard is also sanitizing state veterans' homes, including one hit hard by coronavirus in Alexander City. Recently, the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette had a third staff member test positive, but so far, no residents have.
Mobile's mayor plans to let the city's curfew expire next week. The curfew is set to end just before midnight on May 1st. Mayor Sandy Stimson says the curfew will expire unless something changes between now and then. Mobile police have issued more than 50 tickets to people violating the order since it took effect April 7th. Schools across Mobile County will be offering meals to kids in need today. Yesterday's severe weather forced them to temporarily halt their feeding programs. The Mobile County Public School System and Chickasaw Schools will begin handing out food at 9 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
All right, 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The first round of the first ever virtual NFL draft began last night without any surprises as the Cincinnati Bengals picked LSU Heisman-winning quarterback Joe Burrow.
Okay, here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
Burrow, who was with his parents at his home in Athens, Ohio, spoke about how excited he is to be the first pick.
You know, it's a dream come true to finally be picked and to get to play so close to home. Me and my family couldn't be more excited about it.
Burrow and Auburn's Cam Newton are the only quarterbacks since 1967 to become the first selection in the draft after winning the Heisman Award and the national championship in the same season. After Burrow, the Washington Redskins selected edge rusher Chase Young with the second pick, followed by Detroit taking Ohio State cornerback Jeffrey Okuda with the third pick. Burrow, Young, and Okuda were all on the Ohio State Buckeyes back in 2017. With the fourth pick, the New York Giants took Georgia offensive tackle Andrew Thomas. And then, after all the rumors that Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa would fall in the draft because of his injury history, the Miami Dolphins made their fans happy and made a lot of new Alabama Crimson Tide fans, Dolphins fans, by selecting Tua with the fifth pick.
With the fifth pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama.
You know, Goodell's always good for mispronouncing at least one name. It's the names from Hawaii he has trouble with.
Well, and that's a name that if you hadn't been around it, it takes a little while to get used to it.
You'd think he knew that he was going to have to say that name, though.
You'd think he would have worked out on that
one. Just saying. And nonetheless, Tua was excited to become a Dolphin.
It's a dream come true, man, to be able to have this opportunity. As far as rehab, as far as the medical rechecks, I've checked off all the boxes. The biggest thing for me right now is just being able to take it in, soak it in, enjoy it with my family, and get to work.
The Chargers followed the Dolphins in selecting their quarterback of the future by taking Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert. And then with the seventh pick, the Carolina Panthers picked Auburn defensive lineman Derrick Brown, the first time that an Auburn player has gone in the first round since 2014.
With the seventh pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Derrick Brown, defensive tackle, Auburn.
New Panthers head coach Matt Rhule praised Brown's versatility.
I think he's only just beginning in his ability as a pass rusher. He's been a dominant force, dominant run force. He's a guy to us that allows us to go to three down, four down. He can be the nose. He can be a three technique. He's even gone out and been a five technique.
Alabama offensive tackle Jedrick Wills went to Cleveland with the 10th overall pick. The Las Vegas Raiders made Alabama's Henry Ruggs the first wide receiver drafted with the 12th pick. His teammate Jerry Jeudy went soon after at number 15 to the Denver Broncos. The New Orleans Saints added some protection for Drew Brees by drafting Michigan center Cesar Ruiz with the 24th pick. Green Bay traded up to draft their quarterback after the Aaron Rodgers era ends by taking Utah State quarterback Jordan Love. And Auburn cornerback Noah Igbinoghene will join Tua in Miami after the Dolphins picked him with the 30th pick. There were 15 players from the SEC taken in last night's first round, breaking the previous record of 12 from a single conference that was set by the, you guessed it, SEC back in 2006 and 2017. LSU contributed 5 of those first round picks. It's the 6th time in NFL draft history that a school has had at least 5 players selected in the first round. You can expect more SEC players to be taken tonight when round 2 begins at 6 p.m. Hall of Fame MLB broadcaster Vin Scully is in the hospital after falling at his home on Tuesday. The Los Angeles Dodgers tweeted Thursday afternoon that the 92-year-old Scully is, quote, resting comfortably. The Dodgers tweet also includes a quote from Scully saying, "I won't be doing any more headfirst sliding. I never liked it." Scully retired from broadcasting after the 2016 season, ending his 67-year run calling Dodgers games. 10 till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Also coming up, we'll find out what's cooking when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Traffic's next.
Successful businesses all have two things in common: reliable communication and constant collaboration. That's where CSpire Business comes in. Beyond reliable office phone services, we can also equip your business with technologies like Office 365 and UC1 Unified Communications, helping you work the way you want from anywhere. From virtual meetings to screen sharing, it's all designed so you never miss a beat. Get your business remote work ready today at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from the Eastern Shore. A little bit of backup at Cottage Hill and Bel Air Boulevard, also Government and Pleasant Valley. But northbound 65 looks great. We've got accident-free conditions through Mobile, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Market in the Park is back coming up Saturday, May 2nd, from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner of Canabama, the CBD store. I want to personally assure our customers that we are open and here for you during this trying time. As long as we're allowed, stores will be open, and we now offer curbside pickup, local delivery, shipping, and phone consultations. Our daily specials will now be 15% off, and we are extending a 20% discount to all service industry workers, medical professionals, and first responders through this crisis. Our demographic is human, and we are committed to all of Mobile and Baldwin County. Let Canabama hemp you out today.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me. And we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM 754, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Got a great weekend ahead. Dr. Bill's even given it a 1.9 something.
1.9120. Sorry.
Pretty strong weekend weather scale.
Really good.
So good stuff. And it wouldn't be the weekend until we talked to our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering and asked him the age-old question, what's cooking? Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? Going to be a beautiful weekend, I see.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. And I want to, before we even get into this week's recipe, and we've talked about it a couple times, that if folks are, I mean, because folks are trying to make sure they shop locally, folks want to, you know, eat, they're probably tired of, you know, whatever three recipes they know. Maybe it's time to bring in the pros here. And y'all are doing curbside. We can come by and get meals from Naaman's Catering.
Well, that's exactly right. We're putting out a fresh menu every week. Got a lot of repeat business going on. We're just building a new business model for right now because, you know, there's not going to be any large gatherings for several months, probably, and so that kills wedding thinking. Most of our stuff postponed and moved into the fall, September and October. So we're writing new weddings going into next year, so we're doing that. But right now we're just hanging in there doing corporate lunch deliveries, feeding some of the workers in the plant, and because admin gets to work at home, but the plant workers have to go in and do the real hard hat work, you know. So we're taking meals into several of our corporate plants and everything, and we're doing curbside. Like this week, we got barbecued chicken quarters and barbecued sliced pork loins and baked beans and mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, and I got my famous shrimp and artichoke with my cream sauce and pasta and baked ziti's, things like that. You call us, we'll make it hot, ready to eat with an hour's notice or so, and or we can make and you can heat it up, you know, bake it or whatever. So we got that kind of stuff going on.
I like that. And then on the recipe this week, hot crab dip. All right, I'm in.
Man, listen, this is something pretty good. When I got to thinking about this NFL draft thing and stuff, which, you know, I didn't get my darn call last night. I thought I'd go with, like, you know, in the first round, around the fifth or sixth or seventh position.
Yeah, top
ten.
But
nobody needs a damn cook for a trainer, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I just live with it. But here, let me tell you what I do. I get me some nice lump crab meat, okay? And I make that, because the lump doesn't, if you get the nice lump, the jumbo lump, it usually doesn't have shells in it, but you pick it a little bit. But I take and I grate me up some pepper jack cheese, and I take some mayonnaise and some grated Parmesan. I chop me up a bunch of green onions, and I roast up some garlic cloves and smash them all up really good. I get a little Worcestershire and a little lemon juice, and a couple of dashes of some hot pepper sauce, along with some dry mustard and a little salt and pepper. I mix all that stuff together, then I fold in the crab meat out there, and then I lay it out in a Pyrex dish, and I bake it in the oven for about 35, 40 minutes at about 325. It comes out. You can put breadcrumbs on top if you want to. I don't usually, only because I just want to dig right on into the meat itself, you know, but it's good stuff. I call that my hot crab dip, you know?
Mm. That sounds fantastic. All right. Once again, if somebody, whether it's hot crab dip or just the, you know, basic staples of life that come from Neiman's Catering, if they want to get some food for curbside, how do they get in touch?
Well, listen, call us 473-3900. You can look us up on the web at neimanscatering.com and find our menus. You can go to Facebook, and our menus are on Facebook. And you just call us. We'll work up whatever. Well, most of our packages right now are family, but, you know, size for 4 to 6 people. But pretty soon, in a week or two, we'll come out with an app where you can order individual hot meals, you know, for lunch or dinner. We'll have a steak night or something. We're gonna come up with a nice little business model that can carry us for a few months and still do the curbside, you know. So.
Oh, so we just open up the app, and I can just mash on the button corresponding with what I want, and it sets the order?
Yeah, it sends it right to me.
All right.
You know, if I don't like you, I might reject you, but anyhow.
That's why I'm using a fake email and pseudonym.
Nobody, you can bet on it.
Good deal. Alec, as always, we appreciate your time, and have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. God bless America, and God bless you guys.
Hey, God bless you as well. It's our buddy Alec Neiman. Do it every Friday. Find out what's cooking. This hour, we're talking to you. Lots to do. 343-0106. Hop on the line. 343-0106.